2 Thessalonians 3, 2-3, 5, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you, and keep you from evil. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and into the patient waiting for Christ. This is how suddenly we get surrounded, and I find that the world around me has started to operate in this manner. I am pushed out of the system of reasonable people by not being allowed to have the skills and economic empowerment to work with them. These unreasonable and wicked men have made themselves so popular that they come down and attack you covertly and using perverse means. One unreasonable and wicked notion that I face and that has caused social stigmatization is not allowing me to be economically empowered and troubling me for my Christian faith. Why only me? Leave alone the Christian faith. Why do they question me having and being able to make the money and do the business? Why do they think it is wrong? When they are making and having all the money, even eating 3 times a day, we actually eat only a minimal meal, using half the rations. Inflation is not to blame in my case, for we are having less because I am not allowed to make the money that I am able to and am being deprived, manoeuvred, and supported every time to get me out of those jobs and opportunities that I accomplish out of my own effort. Unfortunately, coming from a family of pastors who have not deserted Christian faith but have remained loyal in service to the Lord for minting the money like many of those Indian ordained pastors who have left their pastor occupations in the 17th to first half of the 20th century or were not fortunate to have their children into those money-yielding jobs like these pastors but who have also followed their footsteps and have only served the American mission and worked in the service of the Lord. But now that the times have changed, a family background such as mine is way back at the socio-economic class in this society, and I seem to be the shining example of how public disgrace and harassment can be rendered that will not be acknowledged and condemned openly like how they do for many others. They are simply using the emotions of not wanting to hear me being hurt when I am not bothered for if the harassment they are doing to me is sexual as to how they express their intentions by saying it is pleasuresome for hurting me with their technology that hurts like a laser or radiation gun, then the cavity test done to the Indian diplomat, Ms. Devyani, from whose arrest they started doing this public disgrace, is also sexual impact for them. I am not thinking myself more privileged than her immunity when she has felt that what she went through as a sexual impact following the cavity test, as to how these people started doing this to me, so I acknowledge that they are causing trauma of pain and torture that will be more exacerbated for not having privileges and money like her, but less for being less empowered than her. If what they are doing to me is acceptable and reasonable, such as trying to correct me for personal emotions in others towards me for who I am and what I will be when it can be easily ignored and allow me to manage it my own way of not pleasing them that I live my own life rather than being an accomplice in helping gratify their emotions of jealousy and prejudice, then I am unreasonable for trying to live my own life in a way that I used to be doing what I could do rather than being a people pleaser. Another instance is the triangulation that they do by spelling my name with a popular political power that can be promising in the church so that they will oppress me, but failing and forgetting to share the true companionship and love of Christ to stand up and against the psycho-torture by the man going in the name of Pradeep and their network. Instead, they are not allowing me to move forward and stagnating me, doing wickedly and unreasonably stopping my life, claiming as coaching this unknown wicked person whose only interest is to use me as a game for impressing the women he gets along with and to prove and put to test when people who are reasonable find positives to help me live my life or when people express their gratitude using adjectives such as pleasant person that I have to live in unpleasantness and torture to demonstrate for proving their point for saying me as a pleasant person. In such trying situations of dealing with unreasonable men who do wicked things, if we trust in the Lord, we will find Him still remaining a faithful and trustworthy companion even when everyone lets you down or suffers you in their weaknesses, for He is almighty and perfect. He will not only try to open doors, for it is possible only for Him to open doors that will keep us away from evil and their wickedness. When the Lord is guiding us, we will share love and His forgiveness, allowing us to be patient with the unreasonableness of all that these wicked men will do. For example, the bus conductor who spit purposefully at me in 2013 at Mattuthavani bus stand, Madurai, following the outrage when I took action on a cyberstalking because my mother wanted to but the principal of Velimal Groups, Jasmine Shanthi, opposed, as she said they were aware and part of it, K. came down to Chennai near my home in 2017 to spit on the streets when I was passing by and apologized.